May I respond, Ms. Chair?
Yes, please do.
With due respect, Benito, what happened last year, I can't answer the question. My only duty as chair of the Finance Committee is to basically run the meetings and report out what we've accomplished. And to this year, we have yet to receive from WPFW, and I don't put any blame on them or anything. It's just a matter of what we haven't received budgets from anyone, so I don't think that there is any reason to be any more or less critical of any unit than any other, from my point of view. So, thank you.
Benito. Didn't we, the Finance Committee at WPFW, Benito and I are on it, and I thought that we had the budget ready, and I don't know what happened, but it, maybe they don't realize that they didn't send it yet or something. I don't know. Well, maybe we could, Benito can do help us remember at the next Finance Committee meeting to send that to the National Finance Committee.
Sure.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay, so anyone from the Audit Committee that can report from report what the latest on the audit?
Point of order, Joseph.
Joseph.
Didn't William want to propose a substitute motion? Is that on the floor?
He's looking, he's working on it, and as soon as he gets back to us, we'll do it. But in the meantime, we're going to move forward with the next committee report. But we'll get back to it. Anyone from the Audit Committee that can report the latest from the Audit Committee?
I can do a partial report.
Okay.
Grace.
Thank you, Grace. Go ahead.
I believe it's Carol Travis and Adriana are also on the Audit Committee. The 2016 audit is in progress. We're awaiting information about the pension plan audit. And I believe that the 2016, the auditor for the 2016 audit projects that that will be completed by November, and the 2017 and 2018 audits will be on time, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly. That's all I have.
I have a question. And we reported to the Attorney General and the that other organization that we have to report to that they're going to be late and they know it and we're okay with respect to that.
I don't think we've heard back. However, we did put in a the auditor put in a placeholder.
Okay.
Report. So,
okay.
Bill, for this deck.
Thanks, Grace. Okay, go ahead, Bill.
Well, just a reminder, I hope somebody's communicating with FJC because one of the loan is that, you know, we provide these audited financial reports and we're not going to be able to meet the deadline that they that was in the loan document. So we need to make sure they know, you know, that we can't make it. We were told we need to communicate with them about anything like that. So I hope that's happening. And
Madam Chair, if I may,
for mercy, basically.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead, Tom.
Yes, I believe that that's been done. I'll confirm that that's the case. And then just a correction on what Grace said. The 2016 audit has been filed. And that was the report that was approved by the board in June, I think. The 2017 audit, the expectation is that that'll be done in November and that the 2018 audit will be filed on time.
Okay, great. Okay. And so we are letting, I talked to Mark Han. He said that he recommends that we file quarterly reports with FJ, with the company that we have the loan with, and that and let them know where we are with respect to the covenants, you know, what kind of progress we're making on them, even though we're not able to fulfill them. He says as long as we're keeping them abreast quarterly of how we're progressing, that they should waive our covenants another quarter or something like that. So we just need to make regular reports to them on how we are keeping abreast with our covenants, how we're making progress on our covenants. Governance Committee, have you met yet? The Governance Committee is the one that establishes the bylaw timeline, usually, bylaw amendment timeline. Back to Finance Committee. William, is your substitute motion ready yet?
Yeah, one more minute.
Okay, so let's
Janet.
Go on to the next committee.
Janet. So I found the original language, and I emailed it to the PNB for that motion, the bequest motion.
Oh, thank you, Janet. Okay, that's the N. It says N. It mailed at 11:32 p.m. NSC motion on bequest. Okay. Motion. Somebody needs to mute their phone. I hear a radio or something in the background. The motion, I'll read it from R. Paul Martin. Barring other concerns, bequest to Pacifica should be credited to the station or unit from whence the donor participated with Pacifica.
Point of order.
Yes, Catherine? Is that you, Catherine?
It's Carol. Aren't we on committee reports, and isn't this on old business, which is item number 9?
No, this is a committee, a motion from the Finance Committee.
Oh, okay. I guess I missed it. My phone died. Okay. Where is that motion?
Okay, so Janet forwarded it to us. The motion came from a June 12th National Finance Committee meeting. And I just read it. There was the motion sent from R. Paul Martin, barring other concerns, bequest to Pacifica should be credited to the station or unit from whence the donor participated with Pacifica. Passed 4-4 and 2 against, 1 abstention from this.
This is Catherine. May I speak in favor of that motion?
Is this on the floor?
I don't have a second yet.
Well, then I'll second.
It's from Catherine. The committee.
It doesn't need a second. It doesn't need a second in committee, but if it's going to be...
No, it doesn't need a second on the PNB either. When it comes from the committee.
William for the second.
Carol for the
committee. This was Catherine. I spoke first, I believe.
Yeah. Catherine, go
Grace
ahead.
For the stag.
Thank you.
Okay, Catherine, then William, and Carol, then Grace. Go ahead.
Yes, I am most definitely in favor of this motion. I believe that it's about really being accountable to stations that bring in income to the network and allows them to apply that contribution to their debts. And I'm hearkening back to the fundraiser, the first fundraiser that was done, national fundraiser. I don't even remember what for it is. I think it was to pay for the audit, the first audit. And there was a bequest to WBAI by Jim Crevo, and the person who was, I forget the word, but handling that account, contributed that donation as a matching fund for the national, for the network to be able to raise the money for the audit.
30 seconds.
And so, therefore, this motion would have allowed that donation that went into the network to be credited against WBAI's debt, past debt to the national office. So it's a way of having a fair accounting of donations from the station. So I do support it.
Okay. All right. So, William, you're next. You want to present your substitute motion?
William here, as discussed earlier, the substitute motion has been sent at 11:35. I have actually the original motion and the substitute together.
Great. Can you read your substitute motion?
Let's see. Hold on here. Substitute motion.
William, you're
Everybody freeze. Thank you. Substitute motion. Whereas the Pacifica Foundation is a single organization with 7 operating subdivisions, 5 broadcast stations, the Pacifica Radio Archives, and a national office that at this time includes the executive director, chief financial officer, and the affiliate coordinator, director of affiliate station relations, and staff related to those positions. And whereas most Pacifica members are connected to the foundation as a result of the programming of their local station, be it hereby resolved that effective for fiscal year 2018, where bequest says Pacifica but fails to specifically name a station, after retention of 5% for the national office, credit for funds or property shall be booked, in quotes, to the station where the donors would have had a geographic listening connection or did establish an ongoing donating relationship. Should an equal donor relationship exist with more than one station, the amount shall be divided equally. And further, that updating the foundation's financial policy and procedures manual shall be a priority for the next chief financial officer or equivalent, and must be drafted within the latter of 60 days of their hire or the passage of this motion. That's it.
Bill for the stack.
Jan Goodman for the stack.
Bill for the stack.
Do I have a second?
Catherine, a second.
Okay, Bill, then Kat.
I was on the stack, and so was Grace already.
Right, you're on the stack for the original motion.
Sorry. Okay.
Go ahead, Bill. Ben, who's after Bill? Jan?
Jan.
Carol, am I on the stack for this? It's Grace.
If you want to be.
Yes.
You were on the stack for the first original motion. Now we have a substitute.
I'd like to be on the stack for the substitute.
Me too.
Okay.
Carol.
Okay, Bill, Jan.
Thank you.
Grace, Carol. Go ahead.
Bill, I'm really concerned about both the original and the substitute that we could get in legal trouble. Sounds like it's kind of ignoring what the bequest says, the donor. And so I move that we postpone consideration of this until we can get a legal opinion to make sure we're not going to get any hot water by passing either one of these motions.
Okay. Second.
Station, they can say that specific station. They know what their station, their favorite station is. But if they say it should go to Pacifica, then it sounds like it should go to the national office to me.
Okay. Do I have a second to postpone? When do you want to postpone till we get a legal opinion on this?
Yes. Yes. From let Tom pick
yeah, good
the
one.
Attorney.
Okay, so now, do I have a second for postponing?
Dan Goodman, second.
Okay, all right, do I have, I'll take 2-4, 2 against postponing.
I make a motion to table, which is non-debatable.
I think we already have the postponement seconded on the floor. Can we, John, can we table?
Motion to amend.
John? Mr. Tatum?
Chair, this is Janet.
Yes, Janet.
So we already have three levels of motions. We have the original, we have William's substitute, and then we have this motion to postpone. So I don't think even another motion added to this to table would be, you know, it's not allowed. But anyway, John, Mr. Tatum should let us know.
Are you there, John? Hello? Mr. Tatum?
Obviously not.
This is Catherine. May I be recognized?
Yes, Catherine. Go ahead.
Thank you. While we're waiting, I wanted to speak against the motion to postpone.
Go ahead.
I feel that this is a much greater issue because we're talking about bookkeeping just to a large extent as well. And what has happened over certainly the last couple of years is this ability to accrue donations into the national office, while it has been worthwhile, especially in the case of raising money for the audits, there's been no compensation on the books to the station, so that central services remain and accrue, while money that would be in the local budget is being taken out for the national. So I feel that there needs to be a proper accounting of where the money is coming from, and if that contribution is going to the national office, the local station should get credit for it with regard to the accounting.
Joseph, for the motion.
Yeah, and William.
Okay. Joseph, you for the motion to postpone?
Well, I'm against the motion.
Yeah, I was on the stack. Jan was on the stack to speak to the motion.
Well, you wanted to table, and we're just trying to find out if we can do that first.
Okay, well, I also want to speak to the motion as to why, you know, to speak to the motion itself also.
To postpone?
Madam Chair, this is the parliamentarian. I'm back now. I couldn't find my phone.
Oh. Okay.
I heard what happened. Now, let me give you my take. The motion to table, I want the whole board to remember that when you table a motion, your plan is to bring it back up at the same meeting that it was tabled. There's an opposite motion to table. It's called untable. So you would have to lay something on the table and then untable it at the same meeting. The motion to postpone until you talk with the lawyer is a definite time. That is more of a correct motion. So the motion to lay on the table, if your intention is to not bring it back up at this same meeting, then the motion to table is out of order.
Okay, thank you. I move that the motion to table is out of order.
Wait a minute. What if I want to table it until the end of the agenda after we take all the other things on the agenda? We can then talk about it in a more leisurely manner. Right now we have like 8 minutes to talk about it.
If that is your intention to bring it back up later in this meeting, then the motion to table would be in order. But you have to state the purpose of you tabling the motion and when you plan to bring it back up.
And, John, you can do that in the middle of the...
That was the fourth motion.
Madam Chair, this is Joseph, point of order.
Okay, one second, Joseph. I'm trying to finish this with... Mr. Tatum. And, John, you can bring up a motion to table in the middle of a postponement motion.
The motion to table has a higher precedence than the motion to postpone.
Okay,
but, again, the chair is supposed to say, for what purpose does the member wish to table? And then that's when they say, well, we have a lot of other things on the agenda, and I would like to bring it back up after we finish those other things. And that would be okay. But just to say I would like to table and say nothing else makes it out of order.
Okay. Chair, this is Janet. I have another question for the parliamentarian about this.
Okay, go ahead.
And, Chair, my point of order.
One second. I'll get to your point of order next.
Right. So there was a motion, then there was a substitute motion, then there was a motion to postpone, and then there was a motion to table. Are those all connected to the same thing? And I thought there were only three allowed, or are the motion to postpone and table separate from the motion itself?
No, they're all related to both of those motions, the main motion and the substitute. The postponement that Bill made is related to postponing both the main motion and the substitute. To table is also related because you're tabling both the main motion and the substitute.
Right, but there's four different motions on the same or levels.
And that's in order. All of that is in order, just the way I stated it.
Jan Goodman, I would like to table both the motion and the substitute motion until after we consider the bylaws amendment proposal that's on the agenda.
Okay.
The motion to table takes a two-thirds vote, Madam Chair. The motion to table takes a two-thirds vote, but the motion to postpone only takes a majority vote.
Okay. All right, so there's no debate on this, so Madam Secretary, please take the vote.
Okay, Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Castanede. Chair, is Adriana unmuted?
Yes, she is.
I don't hear her. Corey?
Pass.
Crozier?
Yes.
Yes. Joseph Davis?
No.
No. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Yes. Diaz?
No.
No. Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. Hirwagon?
No.
No. Lark?
No.
No. Loffer?
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza? Sia? Can't hear you. Randall?
Yes.
Yes. Sabah? Can't hear you. Travis?
Yes.
Yes. Voorhees?
Yes.
Yes. Washington?
Abstain.
Abstain. One moment. Adriana?
I'm in a mute. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, would you vote, please?
My rights are again given. I vote no.
No. Okay. Chris, you passed?
Abstain.
Abstain. One moment. Afia, didn't hear you before? Still can't hear you. Mansoor, didn't hear you. Still can't hear you. Okay, one moment. I have 8 yes, 5 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
One second. That would be 13. Abstained.
Chair abstains. 8 yes, 5 no, 3 abstentions.
Okay, so that's 7 is required for 2/3 on this, so this passes.
No, it fails. 10 yes votes to 5 no.
That's correct.
What? Abstentions don't count.
I fail!
Abstentions do not count. Oh, I'm
Madam
sorry. I'm looking at the majority vote on the card. I'm sorry. Excuse me. 13. 9 is required for 13. This fails. So we're back to the postponement motion.
Joseph, to speak to the postponement motion.
Go ahead, Joseph.
How much time do we have left on this matter? Don't we have to go to a vote?
The words. Barring other concerns. Therefore,
Chair,
if there is...
Excuse us. Don't interrupt, please.
That might say that it might go directly to the Pacifica Foundation or to, in fact, like some special purpose funds at a given station, like for transmitters or special equipment or whatever. That was the whole point of putting the text of barring other concerns in that. So when Mr. Crozier pointed out that there might be other issues, that's already covered. We're not trying to force every donation to be credited to each station. We're simply saying that unless the donation says otherwise, it will be credited to the station. And that's very simple. There's no reason to postpone this or have lawyers look at it. We're simply following the will of the donor. Thank you.
Carol for the stack.
Chair,
go ahead.
Chair,
can I give you a time check?
Yes, yes. So we're in the item on committee reports right now.
Right. So that was allotted 60 minutes, and there are 23 and a half minutes left.
Okay.
Excuse me. Well, what time would our meeting end if we gave it all of that time? I'm just
past time.
We approved this agenda already. Okay. Go ahead.
Who? I lost my train of thought, so you have to come back to me or
okay. Who is next for
Goodman?
For postponing, go ahead, Jan.
There are things that do need to be discussed and clarified. For instance, if somebody leaves, you know, $50,000 to Pacifica and $50,000 to KPFT, then does the money that is left to KPFT, then to Pacifica also get credited to KPFT when the donor specifically said that they wanted it to go to Pacifica? There are many, you know, subtle questions like this that really ought to be examined before we just pass such a motion, which will lead to, this motion will lead to a lot of uncertainty as to how to deal with issues such as that. Or if, what if they say, you know, I leave it to Pacifica to, you know, hire an executive director for a year? Does it go to the station because that person was from, you know, WBAI? These are questions that need to be, you know, clarified and put in writing before we pass such a motion, and that should happen before we
pass this motion. So I think we ought to, you know, have time to really get into these questions.
Adriana, for the start, can you hear me, Madam Chair, now?
Carol remembered what you wanted to say.
And in addition, let me just say that
time.
A vast majority of, at this point, our donations come from KPFA, and so, you know, that's going to really prejudice and give less resources to the smaller stations, such as KPFT and WBA.
Okay, I think we've had 2 for and 2 against on this postponement, so now we're going to go to a vote on the postponement of this substitute.
I'm still muted, Madam Chair, or can everybody hear me?
No, I can hear you. I said we had 2 for and 2 against already this motion to postpone, and we're going to go to the vote on this motion to postpone so we hear from legal advice. So, Madam Secretary, would you please take the vote?
Yes. Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Castaneda.
Pass.
Pass. Corey.
Pass.
Pass. Crozier.
Yes. To postpone.
Yes. Joseph Davis.
No.
No. Catherine Davis.
No.
No. Diaz.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
Yes, to postpone.
Yes. Earwagon.
No.
No. Lark. Duane? Can't hear you.
Yes.
Loffer.
No.
Okay, Lark votes no. Loffer? Loffer? Can't hear you. You need to unmute Nwangaza. Can't hear you. Randall?
Yes.
Yes. Sabah?
His plane took off.
Oh, okay. Travis?
Yes.
Yes. Voorhees?
Yes.
Yes. Washington?
Yes.
Yes. Adriana, you passed?
I vote no.
No. Corey, you passed? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. One moment. Ken Loffer? One last time. Don't hear you. And
What are we voting on? Because I have to go away for a minute.
Postponing consideration of the bequest, the bequest motion from the NFC.
Until a lawyer is consulted.
No, I'm sorry, Madam Chair. This is not fair.
Oh, okay.
Stop the member.
Let me abstain on that, please. Sorry.
Loffer abstains. Nwangaza, one last time. Can't hear you. Okay, one moment.
Sorry, say the vote again.
Sorry?
Say the vote again.
I didn't say it in the first place.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I had 9 yes, 5 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Abstain.
Abstain. So 9 yes, 5 no, 2 abstentions.
So this motion is postponed until we can get legal advice from this, and Tom will get that advice for us.
Yeah.
Madam Chair,
Chair,
1205.
12 voted to postpone, 5 voted no, right? Is that right, Mrs. Madam Secretary?
9 voted yes, 5 voted no.
I'm sorry.
2 abstained.
Okay, so that means 9 voted yes to postpone. This takes a majority vote. So this postponement, so we get legal advice, this motion to postpone passes.
Bill, to extend.
This is Janet.
Madam Chair.
Okay, what was your question, Adriana?
This is the time check. Adjournment time at midnight.
Oh.
And
okay.
We are midnight already.
It's 12:04 Eastern Time, and it's time to adjourn.
Bill, I'm already moved to adjourn.
You already moved to adjourn.
Sorry. I'm to extend. Excuse me. Sorry, extend 20 minutes.
Okay, go ahead and take the vote. It requires a 2/3 vote. Go ahead, Madam Secretary.
Madam Chair,
okay.
Madam Chair,
I don't think this is debatable.
Madam Chair, point of information.
Correct.
Except he wasn't recognized.
Hear me out, Madam
yes.
Chair.
Point of information. Point of information.
Okay. Benito, what do you want the floor for?
I'm trying to point out that Mr. Crozier...
Is this a point of order?
Yes, it's a point of order. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. What's the rule that was broken?
Mr. Crozier did not... moved to extend 20 minutes until just now. That was past the 12:04 when Adriana and yourself already called the time.
Not true.
And she wasn't recognized.
Point of order, Catherine?
Yes, he was recognized. All right, so, Dwayne, you had another point of order?
Thank you, Madam Chair.
So maybe some of us can hear things that others don't.
I heard. That's what I heard. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Madam Chair, I appeal to the decency of the organization and the leadership and the supermajority, because what has happened here now is what I alluded to earlier tonight about the inconsistency, and I appeal to the higher commitment that the parliamentarian has made to his craft, to say that anybody who's got high school knowledge of parliamentary procedures, as well as Robert Rules of Order, which is where I got mine from as class president in 3 different classes, I'm saying to you that once it was 12 o'clock and there was no extension, we've done this too often too soon. The parliamentarian has said before, past practices don't make it right. But we're still doing these bad habits. This meeting is over by any parliamentary procedures, whether it's Robert Rules of Order or whether it's our own order. But it's just common decency to accept the responsibility that you did not extend past 12 o'clock and it was time certain.
Pretty fast.
To take a college professor to tell you that.
Grace, I have a request for information, please.
Okay, thank you, Dwayne. What's your request for information, Grace?
Would it be possible for this board to put all of the remaining agenda items on this current agenda on the agenda for next Thursday's meeting so that, it can be noticed properly and so that that special meeting can include all these agenda items so we can adjourn now and still get that business done next week?
Is that what you call a continuation meeting?
Madam Chair, that wasn't noticed. It's not noticed that meeting and required at least 7 days and already passed
the 7 days, we cannot do it next Thursday. It's not posted there. I'm just looking at the calendar right now.
I asked Otis to post it at 9 o'clock.
2 days from there. Yes,
we did not approve it.
You don't have to. The three directors asked for a meeting, and I asked Otis to post it 3 hours.
He did. It's posted.
This is sneaky.
No,
is sneaky.
I'm looking at right now, and it's not posted. Obviously,
this is why we get in trouble with CPB, Madam Chair, and you need to take leadership and rule on. In other words, this is no rush. We can do this.
This is Catherine. I have a point of order.
Right. So next week is the 13th, right? I see Pacifica National Board meeting on the 13th. And I see it was posted by Otis, and it was updated at 10:48 p.m. It was posted at 10:48 p.m. It's on my calendar.
You know, one of the things that might not appear on somebody's calendar is that they're using their computer's using the cache, the saved image from before, instead of actually refreshing it. So if they refresh it, it might, you know, if they close it and refresh it, they may see it.
No, here says discuss Pacifica structure and ideas and proposals committee of the whole, and it's always my claim. Doesn't mention any of the three directors, and doesn't have anything else in there. I mean, we know what manipulation is. Even the executive director didn't answer what happened before.
Point of order.
That is what is right now, and I'm taking the picture of this. You cannot modify what is there. I'm sorry.
Point
of order.
1 second, please. Okay, 1 second. Thank you, Adriana. I've got your point.
Catherine, I called a point of order quite a while ago.
Okay, go ahead.
I wanted to say that I think that it's right that Crozier mentioned that if we can't do this, Grace says no, go forward with a vote on whether or not it's time. I seconded it, and it takes a two-thirds vote. I think that's what's in order now.
You seconded it what?
For an extension, and I think that's what's on the table now.
I heard a bunch of people talking at the same time, calling time, and one of them was, I heard three people's voices, and one of the person's voices that I heard was Bill. So I don't know what, I can't say that Bill, if things had gone, if everybody wasn't talking at the same time, Bill maybe had, it might have been first, okay, so I don't know. So anyways, there's a motion on the floor to extend for 20 minutes.
Madam Chair,
it requires a two-thirds vote. So we're going to go to that. We're going to go and vote on that motion right now.
Point of order, William.
We're going to vote on the motion to extend for 20 minutes. After that, am I muted? People cannot hear me.
We can hear you.
We can hear you.
So, and after if we vote to extend, then we'll be back to the orders of the day. So, let's take the vote, Madam Secretary.
Aaron.
Yes.
Grace? Yes. Casnave? No. Corey?
No.
No. Crozier?
Yes.
Yes. Joseph Davis?
No.
No. Catherine Davis? Yes. Yes. Diaz? No. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Your wagon.
No.
No. Lark.
No.
No. Loffer.
No.
No. Nwangaza. Don't hear you. Randall.
No.
No. Sabah. Oh, he's gone. Sorry. Travis.
Yes.
Yes. Voorhees.
Yes.
Yes. Washington. Abstain. One moment.
I'm going to change my vote to abstain. This is Chris Corey.
Corey abstains. Okay. Oh, I have 6 yes, 7 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote? Chair? Nancy, you
abstain. This meeting is adjourned. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.